In tonight's episode of Eagles Unscripted, we talk to center Jason Kelce about his relationship with his beard, the team's ties with the University of Cincinnati, and some of his interesting items on his bucket list.
I think that that would be quite the experience. Not too many people have done that. I'd be a very...
There's a reason why.
I don't know. You always want to be the first to do something, I feel.
Yeah. Also, in this case, might be the last.
And we go snowboarding with linebacker Michael Kendricks in Lake Tahoe.
Ooh. That coming down that hill scared me a little bit.
I've always said, and have had this conversation right here on this set with others, offensive linemen might be the smartest guys on the team. I take note that you're not disagreeing with me, so
no,
you're feeling pretty good about that.
There's no doubt. You couldn't play the position if you're an idiot. There's a lot more thinking than, say, a defensive lineman, that's for sure.
So but, you just threw them under the bus?
A little bit.
Okay.
But the quarterbacks are probably up there, too. But between those two positions, probably those are the smartest positions.
You guys have so much that you have to digest of everything that's going on in the middle of a situation. I mean, is that something that you... Because you weren't always an offensive lineman. Is that something that you took to pretty easily once you started playing the O-line?
No, not really. It kind of took a little bit getting used to. I had never really been in, you know, when I first got moved, I was a linebacker. So I'd always played defense. And in high school, I played a little bit of running back. So I had never done anything close to offensive line play. And, you know, as you got used to it, it started to become easier and easier. And you realize that there's a lot more thinking going on. You can't play the same way you can as a linebacker with the same mentality as you can as an offensive lineman. You just wouldn't be able to do your job as effectively. You know, on defense, you're very fueled by emotions and trying to let those emotions raise your game, your intensity level. And on offense, especially the offensive line position, those emotions can actually be something that can affect the play negatively in many situations. So it's you really have to be more focused and less emotional and really just allow the game to kind of run its course and you just do your job. And, you know, a different level of focus for sure.
Jason Kelce, who is the anchor of the Eagles' offensive line, could not put any weight on his right foot. It appears to be a right knee injury, and it looks like a serious one.
You were hurt last year, and every athlete goes through something like that normally at some point or other in their career. There's going to be an injury that's going to knock them out for an extended period of time, maybe even for a season. And every athlete I've ever known, it's the most frustrating time for them because there's nothing they can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing they can do to get back any quicker other than rehab.
Yeah.
How did you manage to be patient through all that?
You're really not, to tell you the truth. I mean, every single day you're trying to bring a level of intensity to the rehab to try and get back. And like you're saying, every single day that you're not out on the field helping them, you know, you feel like you're letting down the team a little bit, even though obviously there's nothing I could have done to prevent the injury. You know, at the end of the day, you're not out there helping the guys that you work out with, that you practice with every single day, you hang out with, and, you know, it's definitely a depressing part of the game for sure.
You're from University of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
What is the draw between guys from the University of Cincinnati and the Philadelphia Eagles? Where did that all come from?
Well, I honestly don't know how Philadelphia got so acquainted with the University of Cincinnati guys, but you know, the only thing I could say is that for some reason, guys coming out of the University of Cincinnati and guys really in the Midwest in general are general blue-collar, hard-working, tough guys. And I think that, you know, Andy definitely appreciated that when he was here, and it's just kind of stuck, and it's kind of been just gone through with this new era.
Is there a bond there between you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially me and Connor were there right around the same time. Selick was, you know, 4 years older than me, so I was there when he was there a little bit too. And, you know, didn't know Trent that much back then, but now that you know him and, you know, he's just a great guy in general. But, you know, the Cincinnati bond is definitely strong.
Our fans, you voted. Green it is. Give me up, sweetheart. Fill it in nice. You look good?
You like working in the community with kids?
Absolutely. you know, I like working with kids in general. I feel like that's really what determines, you know, that's when they're, that's as a person when you're most impressionable, I feel like. Or at least that's where I feel like I learned all of my traits and all of my qualities were from my parents and everybody that I was raised up and brought up around in Cleveland. So, and I remember being a kid trying to get autographs after an Indians game from Jim Tomey and Omar Vizquel. And I remember being at a at a Cavaliers game trying to wave down LeBron James back when he was a rookie. But
how'd you do?
Didn't work out too well. But you grow up. I grew up a fan. I grew up, you know, loving these sports icons. And so now you just try and give back. You try and remember, hey, I was once this little kid right here.
Help me out here. What is your process of getting ready for a game, gearing up for a game? I mean, I've got a picture of everybody in quiet meditation, staring at the ground and prepare. Now, my understanding is that's not necessarily what you do.
No. As a matter of fact, everybody's a little bit different. Some guys like to listen to music. Some guys, like you're saying, like to kind of just sit in their thoughts. Some guys like to laugh and joke around. Whatever gets you. My biggest thing is I always want to be a little loose going into the game. You don't want to be too tense because sometimes, like we're saying before, you let emotions take you where you shouldn't be on the field. But I love listening to Christmas music in the locker room. That's my thing.
Specific Christmas music?
I mean, my favorite song is Nat King Cole, Christmas.
Christmas songs?
Christmas song.
Yeah, sure. It's a good one.
But I'll go a little bit all over, and you can't go wrong with Frank Sinatra.
No.
You know, whenever I hear a Christmas song, I always think of my childhood and everything, and it brings me back to good memories, back with the family, and it allows me to relax. And that's what I need because there's going to be plenty of excitement once the game gets going.
I've got to imagine you might be the only guy in the NFL who gets ready for a game by listening to Nat King Cole. I'm just guessing.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I'm excited for you guys to see what I can do and what I like to do in my spare time. So let's get it.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We're in Lake Tahoe to go out here and have some fun, man, and show you guys what I like to do outside of football. Tahoe, because it's a great place to snowboard, ski, and get away.
So I got my first snowboard when I was like 11 years old, and I didn't even get to ride it for 3 years. And the first time I took it up, we went to this little cabin that one of my Uncle Saddam's friends was letting him use, and it just so happened to be snowing. So me and my cousin went hiked. Like, we had this snowboard, so we hike up this hill, and it's in the back of the cabin with this creek and this river, and we make this makeshift ramp and everything. So it's my turn. I put on my boots. I get on the snowboard, and I hit the jump. I hit the ramp. And next thing you know, I'm just turning in the air, praying that I just land safely. And sure enough, I landed perfect in the snow angel, just perfectly, just poof, just. And I fell in love. And I was like that. You know, it was so fun. So ever since then, I've been snowboarding.
We're out here at Tahoe, about to start our day. I'm excited, man. Snow is great. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. Couldn't ask for more. I haven't been snowboarding in about a year, so we'll see how I do, but I'm excited for you guys to see what I can do and what I like to do in my spare time. So let's get it. There's nothing to compare like to the NFL, man. I do this to get away, to relax my mind, and it's a form of meditation for me, you know. But you get an adrenaline rush too. It's just more of a mild adrenaline rush, you know what I mean? You're not going against someone else. The game's not on the line. It's not fourth quarter. It's a different feeling, man. We'll be right back.
almost caught an edge. Ooh. That coming down that hill scared me a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that steep.
This is great, man. I'm loving it out here. I mean, this is Lake Tahoe. This is the place where everyone wants to come to go and enjoy the snow. And I mean, you get people from all around the world trying to get to this place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm lucky to be here.
Man, I'm getting tired already. It's the elevation.
Here skiing Tahoe, it's amazing, man. You know, I just gotta relax my mind and really get my mind off of things, you know, right before the season kicks up into high gear and before the ball gets rolling. It's just you know, a good way to relax your mind and relieve some stress. Snowboarding, the adrenaline rush, there's nothing like it, and anyone who tries it, anyone who does it knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's nothing like going down the mountain and just being one with whatever's underneath your feet.
What? Only two? That's garbage.
I don't know, man. This place is different. It's like no other place in the world. Even, you know, this is where I grew up. This is where I was raised. It's beautiful. I mean, you can see yourself. It's crazy, man. Like the stuff we get to experience, and the atmosphere is wonderful. You know, I can't stop looking out to the distance. It's pure serenity, for real. It's straight meditation for me.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
To this point, we've ignored the elephant in the room, which, of course, is around your entire face. The beard is something that is immediately identifiable.
Sure.
When people talk about you, it is literally the first thing that they bring up. At least the people that I've been around.
Sure. Anyway. No, that makes sense.
I'm going to imagine when people look at you, the first thing they do is they look at the beard, right?
You don't get a lot of eye contact.
I didn't think.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So where did this start? How far is it going? And does it have a potential end?
Well, it actually started last year. A buddy of mine, a former Eagles teammate, Owen Schmidt, he and I both started growing our beards out because of this book that he was reading at the time, which was about ancient Viking warriors called the Berserkers, and just an awesome set of warriors, and we got all fired up, so we decided to start growing the beard. And since then, it's just kind of stuck, and I like the way it looks. You know, like you said, it makes me... it gives a little bit of identity to somebody under a helmet. But for the most part, I do it just because, you know, I think it looks cool.
Does it take a lot of care? I mean, is there a lot that goes into it?
Not much. No, you got to trim up the mustache. The first year I did it, I didn't take that into account. The mustache was going a little bit crazy.
Got too big?
Oh, it's in your drink. It's in your food. You can't do anything to get it out. But this year I'm definitely trimming it up around the mouth a little bit more.
The beard and the look have gotten you confused with people in the past. People have confused you with someone. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis, I get a lot. The guy from The Hangover.
Yeah.
Most people don't even know his name. They say that guy from The Hangover.
That guy from The Hangover.
Yeah, the funny guy.
Yeah.
And I actually had the pleasure of meeting him. And I said, hey, everyone always says I look like you, and that's all I get. And he kind of really small guy.
Right.
I didn't know that when, you know, looking on camera, you have no idea. But he just kind of, like, bows his head and, like, I'm sorry. So, that wasn't being mean.
It's okay.
All right, yeah.
Oh, really? It's fine.
Right.
You have a bucket list.
Yeah.
I guess all of us kind of have a bucket list somewhere, but a lot of us haven't written it down or thought about it a lot. I think everybody's got one in the back of their head.
Yeah.
Where'd this come from?
I don't know what really started it. I remember that just kind of, you know, in talking to guys and everything, you would just talk about things that you wanted to do. And then when we were doing the whole bio thing and everything, I was like, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea to put in there. You know, there's all these ideas that I want to get done and things that I think would be fun. Why not get a bucket list started?
So what's on the list? What have we accomplished? And what is the next thing that's coming up?
Well, the fast food hat trick is on the list. Mm-hmm. And that's eat I think it's a Big Mac Whopper and what's the Wendy's? I think it was just a Wendy's burger or something. Maybe
you didn't go like Baconator? No?
That's what it was, Baconator.
Well, of course it was.
Sorry. Baconator, Big Mac.
So you did that already?
Did that one. Did that
And you're
one.
Still here?
Yes.
That's good.
I made it through. Arteries are clear and everything. I still have not. One of the other ones is go snorkeling in the Schuylkill River. I have not done that yet.
Well, don't.
I think that would be quite the experience. Not too many people have done that. I'd be a very.
You think there's a reason why?
I don't know. You always want to be the first to do something, I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
Also, in this case, might be the last. All right. So, snorkeling in the Schuylkill River. Let's just shove that one aside. Mm-hmm. Are there any real big ticket things like, it's going to take a lot of time build up for, getting ready for?
Well, I mean, the Super Bowl is the biggest one on the list.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the one that takes the longest and the most amount of effort to get done.
That's only partially under your control, though.
That's true. What's another one that would take a really long time?
You're not climbing Everest or anything, are you?
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be up there.
You ate a Baconator.
Yeah, where are we drawing the line here? Yeah, they're similar physical accomplishments.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Kelce.
Jackie's gonna be a football star. Dad never told him the best of Jack's guy. Oh yeah, life goes on. Now after the thrill of living is gone.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Kelce, Matt Barkley.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going to say something to you. I want you to react. Mm-hmm. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Favorite TV show of all time.
I don't even know what it is.
It was a game show on Nickelodeon back in, the 90s, I think. Back when I was a kid. And it's just a tremendous show. There was Olmec, who was a stone statue, who would ask the kids questions, and they would have to answer them about it. Taught them history, and then there were also physical. It was a perfect combination of physical ability and mental acuity.
Did you ever make an attempt to get on the show?
I wanted to badly, but I never was able to get on.
Maybe the bucket list is bring that show back. Now,
Yeah.
As an executive producer, maybe you can just make something happen.
I can't believe it's not on the air anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah.